Silvanella, and the Whispering Willow. Once upon a time, in a land where winters stretched long and shadows clung to the cobblestones, lived a young girl named Silvanella. She was a quiet child, with hair the color of autumn leaves and eyes like the deepest forest pools. Silvanella lived with her aunt Griselda, a woman whose heart was as hard as the frosted earth and whose words were as sharp as icicles. Aunt Griselda saw no use for dreams or gentleness, only for hard work and sturdy hands. Silvanella's days were filled with chores from dawn till dusk. Yet amidst the scrubbing and polishing, she harbored a secret talent, as delicate and hidden as a snowdrop beneath a blanket of ice. With a gentle touch and a soft, whispered tune, she could coax tiny blossoms from barren earth, even in the coldest months. They were small things, these flowers, no bigger than her thumbnail, but they glowed with an inner light that defied the gloom. She kept them hidden, knowing her aunt would scoff at such frivolous magic. One year, the winter descended with unprecedented cruelty. The winds howled like hungry wolves, and the snow fell thick and relentless, burying the village under a white shroud. The harvests had been poor, and now, with no hope of new growth, despair settled upon the villagers like a heavy cloak. Children cried from hunger, and the old folks shivered by dwindling fires. Aunt Griselda, too, felt the chill, though she would never admit it, her frown deepening with each passing day. Silvanella, watching the misery, felt a strange stirring within her. Her small secret flowers, though hidden, seemed to whisper to her. She thought of the ancient whispering willow that stood at the very edge of the enchanted forest, a place Aunt Griselda had forbidden her to approach. Nothing but old superstitions and cold shadows there, her aunt always declared. But Silvanella felt a pull, a quiet knowing that the willow held a secret, much like her own. One frigid afternoon, when Aunt Griselda was snoring by the hearth, Silvanella wrapped herself in her thinnest shawl and slipped out into the biting cold. The path to the willow was treacherous, covered in frozen leaves and packed snow. As she neared the gnarled ancient tree, its branches, usually bare and stark, seemed to sway with an almost imperceptible rhythm, a soft, sighing sound that was not entirely the wind. She touched its rough bark, her fingers tingling. A warmth spread through her, and she hummed a tune, the same one she used to coax her hidden flowers. The willow, in response, rustled its leafless branches, and a faint glow pulsed from its thick trunk. Slowly, a small fissure opened in the earth near its oldest root, revealing a tiny spring, bubbling with water that steamed gently in the icy air. It was a spring of life, untouched by winter's chill. Silvanella understood. This was not just water, it was nurturing. She gathered some of the water in her cupped hands and gently touched the barren ground around the willow. To her astonishment, tiny, hardy green shoots began to unfurl from the frozen soil. She also found, hidden amongst the willow's roots, ancient, dormant seeds. Not just of flowers, but of herbs, their forms familiar from the faded botanical drawings in her mother's old book. Returning home, her heart thrumming with a newfound purpose, Silvanella began to work in secret. She prepared small pots in the darkest corner of the shed, using the spring water and the ancient seeds. Day by day, tiny sprouts emerged, then leaves, then flowers and herbs, vibrant and strong. Their scents, delicate and earthy, filled the dusty shed, a hidden garden of hope. The village elder, an old man named Master Barnaby, grew terribly ill. The village healer shook his head, lamenting, "Only the rare sun petal herb brewed just so could truly aid him, but it grows only in the brightest summer, and this is the cruelest winter. Despair deepened its hold on the village. Silvanella knew the sunpetal herb. She had found its seeds near the whispering willow and nurtured it into bloom in her secret garden. Her heart pounded with fear, but a stronger force, the desire to help, pushed her forward. Clutching a small pot containing the vibrant golden sun petal, she walked into the village square, her usually quiet voice ringing out, "I have it! I can help Master Barnaby!" Aunt Griselda gasped, her eyes wide with shock. The villagers stared, first in disbelief, then with a flicker of hope, as they saw the golden bloom. Silvanella explained, her voice gaining strength, about the whispering willow and the warm spring, about the life-giving magic she had discovered. The healer, though skeptical, prepared the herb. Master Barnaby, after taking the remedy, began to mend, slowly but surely. Hope, like the first shoots of spring, began to unfurl in the village. Silvanella continued to cultivate her secret garden, sharing her beautiful, life-giving plants with all who needed them. Aunt Griselda, seeing the true good her niece brought, the joy in the children's eyes at the sight of a winter bloom and the healing of the sick, finally understood. Her heart, once so cold, began to thaw. She saw that not all value lay in hard labor, but that sometimes the most precious gifts were those of beauty, kindness, and a quiet, persistent magic. Silvanella, no longer a quiet, hidden girl, became the village's bringer of warmth and hope, her gentle magic a beacon against the long winter. The end.